Despite the prevailing weather conditions here in Palermo, it was a stormy morning at the city's soccer stadium, La Favorita, when Irish team manager Jack Charlton stormed out of a press conference. Later, at the Irish team hotel, Jack Charlton did make himself available to the soccer writers. So how did he react to the earlier incident with Eamon Dunphy?
I am entitled as an individual to speak to who I want to speak to. I think that's pretty straightforward. And I don't want to talk to him. And I didn't stop him sitting and listen to the questions that were being asked. I just wouldn't answer a question from him.
Can you comment why that is so?
Well, I don't like him. And I don't have to work with people I don't like. I think he's a bitter little man. And anyway, anybody that's not proud to be an Irishman, I'm certainly not going to talk to.
It's not for me to justify what happened today. It's for Jack Charlton to reconcile his bullying and intimidating and boorish behaviour with his responsibility to the Irish people. And there are journalists here from all over the world. Egyptian journalists were bullied the other day. The English journalists have been bullied. And if you read yesterday's English newspapers, you'll see how they responded to that. Ireland is being very badly served by this hectoring and bullying and intimidating nonsense that's going on in dealing with the press. It's part of an international team manager's job to do that.
Have you anything to say about the allegations that you are supposed to have said that you're ashamed to be an Irishman?
I didn't say that, and anyone who watched the programme on Sunday night would know. But even if I had said that, that doesn't in any way justify Jack. He's bullying lots of journalists. I mean, Egyptians, Irish, English journalists. It's not just me. I'm just the one that has decided that I'm not going to be bullied any longer.
Back at the stadium, the FAI, meanwhile, had secured 90 tickets for tomorrow's game against Holland and arranged to raffle them. About 500 people turned up at the stadium, some queuing from 6 a.m. While sympathising with the fans, the chief security officer of the FAI, Mr. Joe Delaney, blamed the entire situation on FIFA, and he was very critical of the manner in which they've distributed the tickets.
We are doing our best. If you want to lay the blame on anybody's feet here, I blame FIFA for the distribution. I've gone down this road many times. I'll say it and say it again, I don't care who hears me. I blame FIFA.